Hello, hello.
What Pete is
driven
up?
Peeps.
Hey, hey. We're back for another one.
And another one.
With DJ Callie over here?
Yes, I am. I feel like I am with this mic sometimes. And like with my mic for class, sometimes I feel like I should be in like Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Not the other one. Just BSB for sure. I don't know. It's like right there. And I feel like I should be in a girl band, boy band. type
like,
of thing.
And you like hold your ear and like get all like.
Yeah. I want it. I don't let me sing ever.
That's good.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
You sing solo. Solo, I can't hear you.
Thank you. We took the week off because my madre was in town. And
that's mother.
Thanks, Josh. And we want to spend time, and going forward, we're just going to have other ones in the bankroll. Is it bankroll?
No.
Backlog?
There you go.
There it is. I'm like, my brain, it's not working. In the backlog, so that way we can just upload when we are adventuring around life.
So the last time we did one of these, it came from a listener. The topic idea. And like, I thought that was really awesome because we're getting close to 100 of these. And for like new listeners and, you know, for people who don't know, we did Rise to the Peak, which was a like Zoom type call for like 2 years or no.
Yeah.
Yeah. For about more 2 years weekly.
18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
And we kind of stopped in 2021.
Right. So for about 3 years, you know, we had weekly video calls and came up with topics and did all that. And we're just like, why don't we just turn this into like, you know, podcasts obviously became real popular during the pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were like, why don't we turn this into like a podcast instead of doing the video calls? So, you know, we have so many topics, but we also don't want to be repetitive. So like, we're kind of going into the backlog of different topics that we're actually pulling out our notebooks from like 2020, 19, 21. Yeah. Like today's topic's coming from 21. So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so we have ideas, but it's always refreshing to get new perspectives and different topics from listeners.
You change. Well, I hope you all change every single like
day.
Day, but like from a year, look different we are, and look how different our perspective may be going from a 2019 topic, you know. Sorry, my
and
my
also
in my throat,
you know.
There's great.
There's different seasons of your life, so like topics might be very important or helping you then, but then as you grow, you develop new problems, because situations and circumstances become greater, harder. You know, every time we level up our life, like Biggie said, mo money, mo problems, right? So it's
more podcasts, more problems,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, we have to meet as we are growing and evolving. We have to meet people where they're at.
Yeah.
And, you know,
as soon as this room is done, which we're in the process of doing our podcast room.
We are not the process. We are still in the deliberating and designing stages. There has been nothing done to this room.
Well, when you work next weekend, there's going to be some progress.
Okay.
And it's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
I'm hiding all my power tools.
Yeah. Don't hide your power tools. We'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Get over it. I just figured like we need to have a space where we can put all of those sticky notes on the wall of every single topic that we have thought of, and we can just pull them off the wall and create 100 of them. And as soon as we do it, replace it with another, and just go through every single one.
Yeah. It's because gotta be a creative space.
Yeah, 100% creative space. I want all of our books. I want all of our thoughts, everything dumped into here. And once we have a wonderful neon sign and all the fun stuff, then we'll get into YouTube and recording and all of that kind of stuff so we can broaden who we are impacting.
Yeah, and start playing that algo with YouTube and see what we can do.
Algo?
Yeah, algorithm with YouTube. Because it's all a numbers game.
Yeah. I know, but we can outreach and meet other people and help someone. So we're excited for the future. I hope you guys are.
Totes.
Totes my goats. You want to kick us off?
Sure. So today I felt like this is a really good topic because this is actually something I'm currently struggling with. And
yes, we struggle too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not perfect by any means.
Nope.
So it's taking inventory of your strengths and weaknesses in your life.
Mm. Okay.
And I've recently in my career just been promoted to now run a department of my own at a new dealership. And so I am back to, you know, leading a crew, which I have been more or less, but now I guess you want to say king of the castle, right? So like,
la, 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 la.
You know, I have to reevaluate where I'm at because I have learned a lot in the past couple months. And so I have to take inventory of my new found strengths and, you know, maybe brush up on some skills that I haven't, you know, used in the past couple months. But also, I have to be self-aware of what my weaknesses are mm-hmm. to help this team move forward.
Yeah.
Because I think that's super important, being self-aware. And Krista and I, you know, Krista will touch on this more as well. But, you know, when you work in a team environment, you can be a leader and you can, you know, have those types of characteristic traits where you can manage people well, delegate jobs, but you also help other people focus on their strengths and you delegate work accordingly to what people are good at and not good at, but also being self-aware of what you're not good at and, you know, having that confidence in yourself to ask for help or to be aware of like, okay, maybe, you know, numbers aren't my strong suit. I have, you know, trouble doing the accounting, the book end of it. Well, maybe there's a coworker that's really good with numbers and that's like second nature to them. Well, maybe you kind of ask them to come on board to help in that area and you can focus on your strengths, maybe being a leader.
Yep. I agree. And like, I wrote down like self-awareness for me, and I feel like this should be on everyone's radar of being self-aware and taking inventory, whether that's writing down your strengths and weaknesses, whatever. But self-awareness, it is so critical for you to take control of your life and your goals. Because let's be real, my job, I am a data project manager, okay? I have been working in data since March. I am no expert at all. I don't have to be an expert. I have to be an expert at managing all of the projects coming in that are related to data.
Mm-hmm.
Does it help that I need to know some things? Yeah, of course. And I'm learning as I go. But I'm going to ask those other people, hey, I don't know this. I'm not on a pedestal whatsoever. Humble yourself. Be self-aware that you don't know it. You don't have to act like you know everything. I hate when people do that. Just humble yourself and be like, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with asking for help in your job, in your life, with anything. I can't, I'm not going to hang up that light in here because I can do pod lights. I know my threshold here, okay? But I'm going to ask Josh for help because I know that he can wire that light in for me in no time, where me, it would probably take me all day to figure it out. Because I am not an expert and I don't expect my team, I don't expect anyone around me to be an expert at all things.
Right. And I was actually just going to say that both of us have gotten jobs and promotions, not necessarily because we were the best fit and checked all the boxes for that position.
No.
But the fact that we come with different leadership skills, we come with different attitudes and ambitions, perspectives, and they're like, wow, you know, you seem to be a great learner.
Yep.
And so if we put you in this position, you'll come with all this other stuff, where if we just put, you know, Jimmy down the street into that position,
yep,
you know, Jimmy's going to know how to do it, but he's not going to be willing to adapt, learn, come with fresh ideas, anything like that. He's just going to be, you know, linear and just keep it going.
I was bold and upfront in my interview and I said, hey, I don't know everything. But one thing about me is I'm going to learn how to do different things and I'm going to find the resources to make things happen. And like, I'm not afraid to ask people what they want, what is intended, or even just help me out in the slightest. Mm-hmm. And just being self-aware in that alone is going to help propel you in whatever your goals are and realistically your whole life, so you can impact others around you, because Lord, don't we know that that is one of the things that we should all be doing, is helping the people surrounding us when you are an expert at things and impacting them, and vice versa too. Like, it's a transfer of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, people need people. I don't really care what the world is saying right now. We need each other. We need to stand together, and we need to help one another in order to succeed in whatever fashion that may be. And I'll get off my soapbox.
No, but coming back to this self-awareness,
yeah.
You know, it is not a bad idea to, you know, if you are in a manager role or supervisor role or something like that, or not even, you don't even have to be in that type of role.
Or like an informal leader.
Right. To ask your peers feedback on yeah. yourself, and to grow in that way. Take it as constructive criticism, and, you know, being self-aware that, hey, maybe I'm not so good in this area.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm really good in this area. Let me ask my peers, do you see that as well? And maybe the things I've implemented, has it helped? Yeah. Have you seen a progression and mm-hmm. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Productivity?
Yeah.
Or has it been a decline? Or, you know, where are areas that I can work in?
Yeah, because you may have a perspective that you did it like the way you wanted to, you think it's going well, but when you open up the curtains behind the scenes, they have a different perspective,
right?
And they have different feelings when it comes to there, you're understanding different opinions, like understand opinions so you can get that feedback.
Correct. And I do want to say this too, I was in a weird predicament with my current role where, you know, I came in and I was asked to help out with the daily systems and procedures of, you know, the current dealership that I work at. And, you know, I started to implement things,
mm-hmm.
but people were a little bit resistant, mainly my higher ups, resistant to the change
mm-hmm.
because it's outside their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And so I started to have self-doubt whether what I was doing was smart mm-hmm. or is this really the way I should be doing it? You know, is this going to be beneficial? But then I start to ask my peers, hey, what we changed on Monday, it is now Thursday or Friday. Is it getting any better? You know, have you seen a change in any kind of thing? And they're actually like, yeah, you know, we like this new idea. We like this way. It's more productive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start to build that confidence that sometimes when you implement things, listen to your gut, know that what you're doing, if you're confident in yourself, is for the better, even mm-hmm. though you're going to have sometimes resistance from outside influences.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And like, I think taking it into like a personal aspect here mm-hmm. of feedback, you can ask the ones that are closest to you that will give you the no BS about it and will tell you like, what do I need to work on? Or for me, I will say this. I had some self-reflection and was self-aware of some things that I was doing in Josh and I's relationship. And I literally said to him, I'm going to be blah, blah, blah. Like, I texted it to him just to hold me accountable of I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Like, and then also in my personal, like, I'm going to be lifting like X amount of times a week. I'm not going to be like having that like snack before bed. Like, I'm doing all of these things because I see the feedback from myself sometimes mm-hmm. and that self-awareness, self-reflection, because like we should all be improving on a day-to-day basis. So like I just think of like the improvements, like what can I improve upon? I think about it every single day. And like maybe that's excessive, but I don't think it's excessive at all. And like I need to be working on something every single day and getting feedback from Josh, people around me that are really close to me, and also myself. Like, I need to have a real conversation with myself. And yeah. I think everyone listening needs to have a real conversation with yourself.
Don't lie to yourself either, because it's super easy to do that.
When you lie, you fry, okay?
You know, putting that, we can also talk about too, like false self-confidence, where you're just lying to yourself.
Yep.
And making all the excuses, justifying it all in your head for what you're doing is right.
How many times that I hear, ooh, like, I don't have time to, like, work out, and, like, I don't have time, like, you do, to do X, Y, and Z. I am the way I am. Or I hate that.
I can't push myself any harder. Like, what do you, this is my 100%. It's like,
I don't think so, right, but
right.
Like, my favorite, like, literally, I cannot stand when people are like, oh, it's just so much easier for you. No, I just worked harder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not easier for me by any means.
And it goes back to my theory of just working 10% harder than the next person, because in today's society, let's be honest, everyone's working at like 30%, 40%.
Bro, I give my 100% and I'm like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good.
No, but you're shining. And like, you have the CEO of the company knowing who your name is.
But like, you, the president, but like, how can I put this? It's sad for me that other people are doing 30, 50%. Than they could be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is their mental capacity, or maybe I said this statement, they put in, oh, that's the way I am. That is BS. You can change who you are in any given point. All it takes is a snap, change your freaking mindset about everything that is surrounding your life. You can be whatever you want to be. It all just starts in your mind, and you can change. Like,
or not to cut you off. Yeah. Keep going. You're on a roll.
No, like, I am quote unquote the black sheep of my family, because I tend to, I went to college. I got my master's. I have like a bunch of certificates, like all this education, but like I keep wanting to, like, I built my own business. Like, I want to do all these different things. I moved out to Arizona. I just want, like, something more. I read all of the time. And, like, I don't see anyone in my family picking up a darn book. I, like, forced a book onto my mother. Love her. But you have to remove yourself from situations to be self-aware. I will say, blessing in disguise, moving out to Arizona, we were able to step away without any judgment that we may have thought. They may have not been judging us, but judgment that we thought we had and had to live up to, because we lived around everyone that we knew. They knew us in our past self, and we couldn't bridge into our future self.
So two things. Okay, I love that. And like, okay, so I'm going to touch back on, well, let me just go to this, what you were just talking about, how we moved out here. And not blessing. That we like totally reinvented ourselves, but like,
no, I totally did.
I looked at it as, you know, this opportunity was an empty glass.
Yes.
Now I get to fill this glass all the way up with the things that I've always wanted, without the judgment, without the criticism or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether that was, you know, newfound passions, whether that was old things that I've suppressed because I was embarrassed by.
Yes.
Or I was, you know, felt judged on, that I was truly into, but I couldn't express that.
Mm-hmm.
Or things that I was holding on to that I had to edit and eliminate because of, that's who I was.
Yeah.
Right? Big Josh, big powerlifter Josh. Well, that ego is totally gone. If you can see me now, you know, I'm a shell of what I used to be, but 10 times happier. There's not many
pictures of you online.
No, there's not. And that's fine. But like, you know, or, you know, just different things that you hold on to, you get to wipe clean and refill with things like my joy jar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I get to fill
it. I love that.
Like, I get to fill that all with the things that now I want. And I get to sip from this cup every day because I don't have the judgment.
That is beautiful. You like have that? A beautiful mind.
And so
the joy jar. Wow. I want everyone who's listening to really like pause on that, to think about what brings you joy in a, like, visualize it in a clear jar and put all of those little things in there. Mm-hmm. And remind yourself every day, and you can do that every day, of putting things into that joy jar. I love that. Love your mind. Thank you for that.
Going back to the whole, like, oh, well, it must be easy for you, I just don't have time or whatever. I look at life or my day, 24 hours. I use this as...
This is Josh's favorite.
No, well, it's just that I'm a visual person, and yeah. I like to keep everything, you know, kindergarten, as you used to say.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Kiss theory, right? And so we each have 24 hours in a day, mm-hmm. okay? And everyone has the same 24 hours. So I break that 24 hours into a pie of 100%, okay? And so if somebody says, well, I'm going to give 30% to my work, now you're left with 70. Well, I'm going to give, you know, maybe 40% to...
Family.
Well, now you have an additional 30% for you.
Okay? Sleep.
Sleep, you know, things that you enjoy or whatever. But if you start to divide that pie up just a little bit differently, where maybe you need to get to that promotion, maybe you want to make that extra money this month at your job. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you have to sacrifice a little bit of you time or family time and add 10% to your work time, mm-hmm. or whatever. And you can use that concept with working out. Like, maybe you spend two hours a night in front of the TV watching a show. What happens if you cut that down to an hour and you took that additional hour and put it to your workout?
Because it's hard and people don't want to do the hard things.
Correct. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, so I was finding out that, you know, I don't need to run, and I don't care what scientists say or whatever. This is, again, this is, everyone's different, but I don't need to have
Josh science. Listen in.
I don't need to have 8 hours of sleep. My body runs perfectly fine on like six to seven.
Yeah.
So if I wake up earlier, count our hours out. We go to bed at like 9 o'clock.
I get eight hours.
Okay, so before...
But we have changed that significantly. So, we're 34, but we go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and or even earlier, but you stay in bed and read.
Yeah, the TV goes off by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we go to bed and we read. We read our Bible and then we read our separate, like, mm-hmm. books that we want to. Anyways, but anyway, you get 8 hours now.
Okay.
Congratulations. So,
but I still wake up at 4 a.m.
Yes.
And I still work out. And everything before work.
Yep.
And then, you know, leave. And then that way my nights are free so I can spend time with my wife and not have to run out to the gym. Well, we built our gym in a garage, but you get the concept where when I get home from work, it is literally shower, eat, and I get to spend time with my wife until we go to bed. And so that's the way I planned my life, because I had to shuffle around my pie. My 100% of the day, I had to move things around, because what is important to me. And, you know, working out, getting my mind straight, having that energy before work gets mm-hmm. all my synapses firing the way it should. And I'm rolling by the time I get there. I hate these people that are dragging ass coming into work. They're all groggy and they don't wake up till like an hour and a half into work because they're all like, and because they're up to 2 a.m. playing video games.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, dude, I can't imagine that.
We have the same 24 hours. Why do you neglect and put yourself last or your career? Or like, I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And like, for me, I need to start waking up at four with you and going into the garage and working out with you.
Yeah.
So let's start tomorrow. They heard it first. So getting up at four.
I don't think you can hang.
No? Well, now I take that as a challenge.
That was meant to be a challenge. So we're going to switch.
What that does.
I'll ride first.
Yeah.
And then you lift, and then
because
it's 25 and 25.
Okay.
And by the way, people, I only work out for 50 minutes a day, but when I do work out, it's all out.
Yeah. But, okay, so what I was going to say is...
Sorry. That was a tangent.
Yeah. I start work at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. I finish work at 2:30. So that way I can teach my class at 3:30 till 4:30 or 5. By the time 5 comes around, I'm done. I do not have to do anything but spend it with my husband, because for the longest time, I was the one that was like work, and work some more, and then work some more, and maybe, hi, Josh, good night, Josh. Like, it was literally that I was giving my relationships I was going to say 10%, but I'm going to say 5%. Where now it is so much bigger because there's more to life than just working. And I'm self-aware now that I just need to flip it around and I work out. Thankfully, I work at home so I can work out on my lunch break.
Bless you.
And gosh, I'm falling apart in this podcast, but being just self-aware of your schedule and being self-aware is going to help your self-confidence because it's breaking down your strengths and your weaknesses, but it's also just being open to like your inner work that you have to do and going back to like, what can you improve upon? All of your improvements. It all goes back to the motivation and improvements in all of this to fully understand yourself. Because a lot of people go through life and they're just going by the flying by the seat of their pants and going with what everyone else is doing, kind of like not what we talked about last week. Like, you don't have to fit in. Like, stop trying to fit in, start to be self-aware and find who you fully are and what you are capable of.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use one of this as an example and we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
I'm self-aware enough to know that one of my strengths is that I'm really dedicated, but that also can turn into a weakness if there's no balance.
Yeah.
Because I will be super dedicated to my job, to my work and everything like that. But as soon as it starts to get out of balance, it becomes a weakness because other parts of your life will start to sacrifice.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, not everything's going to be cut and dry. There is going to be some gray area when you start to write out these balance or this strength of weaknesses. And, you know, you just have to be self-aware to know, okay, that's an area of my life where, yes, I'm a dedicated person.
Yeah.
But at the time, or how can I shut that off? And or change focus to what I'm dedicated to and give yourself, you know, parameters that like, okay, my job is from 8 to 5. I'm going to be dedicated to that. But from by the time I get home from 6 to 9, I'm dedicated to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to, you know, be self-aware enough to, you know, check yourself.
For sure. I love that. And just to kind of wrap it up, last week, if you didn't listen to the full podcast, you have to go back to the end where Josh's mic cuts out. It's honestly, I was crying laughing. But like you said, to break down everything. Here's some like takeaways for you. Break down everything. Visualize that joy jar, but also to ask yourself if you're passing your own standard. You have a standard for your life. Are you passing it or are you falling behind? And then just be present in all situations because that's when you become the most self-aware and can figure out your strengths and your weaknesses.
Yep. And I always do a self-reflection every night too before I pray. It's, you know, how did my day go as planned? What went right? And how can I be better tomorrow?
Love it.
That's it.
All right.
It's a lot of self-inner work, but it needs to be done, and that's how we all become better.
Yes. 1% I can't even talk. Yep. 1% better every single day.
There you go.
I was mashing it into one.
Better.
Uh-huh. I tend to talk really fast, and someone said to slow down my speaking, and I said speed up your listening.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps up another one of these. Krista, do all your sign out stuff.
Yeah, number 97. And we are so thankful for y'all. If you want more, need more, contact us or share this with someone. I don't know. Maybe it'll impact someone else's life. And just follow us on peakdrivenllc.com. And we'll see y'all next time.
All right,
guys. Go ahead, be the light.
God bless. Love you.
Love you. Bye.